Like right now, I'm overwhelmed, right? There's like just so much for me to do and learn. I've literally like since I got back from my event, I haven't stopped like working every single night on my stuff. So yeah, so that's pretty cool because during the day I go to school and I come home and then I work. Even at school though, like I as much as I can, I try and work the most that I can just because. Like I don't want to fall behind in my stuff, and I want to make sure that I'm staying on top of my tasks, right? Because what I learned with Alex Sharfin was, like the more tactical things you have, or technical, the more, like you should hand that off to people like assistants and VAs and stuff like to give it to them. And I've just been like overwhelmed because all like my entire like planner. It's full of T's. So it's like all stuff that other people can do for me, but I don't have them doing it for me, right? Because I mean, I do have the budget for it, but I don't necessarily want to do it right now. And I know I should because that's like Alex Sharfin's like entire like business idea is like you just gotta do it so you have more time, more free time, stuff like that. So yeah, so overwhelming and like it's just the process of building a funnel from like A to Z and trying to get it like to run and like to flow and properly work is overwhelming as well. And it's so much like work and time investing. Like it takes lots of time, effort, and trial and error, right? To actually like succeed with it and to actually get it out there and like make sure that it works because I mean, like I can drive as much traffic as I want. Right, because that's like what I specialize in is Facebook ads and marketing. So,
hey, do you want to learn how I started making $2,500 and more a month straight from my bedroom and how I became an entrepreneur and started being successful straight from my bedroom at 16 years old? Stay tuned and you're going to learn how I went exactly from point A to point Z in under 3 months of work. To become successful and to start making money from my bedroom. I started making more money than some of my teachers at school. Most of them actually. So stay tuned and this is exactly where you're gonna learn how to make money. Lunatic Traffic.
I can drive as much traffic as I want to my website or to my funnel or whatever, like my programs I'm selling, right? But if my funnel isn't working like I want it to, then I gotta look over it again, right? And like rebuild it. Well, not from A to Z again, but I mean, like you gotta fix one thing at a time, and you gotta go over and over and over and just make sure that it's working or not working and stuff like that. So right now, like I'm like overwhelmed with everything, and so that's why I missed my live yesterday. Cause I mean, I had like literally just no time, and I was trying, but. Oh, man, I had to fit everything into like a 4 hour little time like piece. So yeah, I had to do like I did my podcast, I did videos for Instagram, I did another release of a program, I did working on my previous programs, so I was just like I had no time, right? So I'm gonna try and stay consistent and as consistent as possible. For the next like 362 days that are left in this sequel. So I guess we'll see how it goes from there. I'm on day three. I mean, it's cool, right? It's cool to stay like consistent with them because lots of teenagers aren't consistent with a lot of things that are happening with them or like they do. So it's like it's different. It's pretty hard for me. To stay super consistent with this stuff just because there's so much that I have to do and so much that I am doing and that I want to do. So being consistent on everything and every like platform that I'm working on right now is super hard for me because I still have to run people's ads. I still have to run my ads. I still have to make programs. I still have to finish programs, release programs, send emails. It's right, it's the overwhelming. Like the just being this overwhelmed, it's super hard to keep going, but I'm gonna keep going. But I want to know, like, for the people that are watching this in a replay, or in the live, you know, if you're feeling like overwhelmed, if you're feeling like you can't do it or you don't want to do it, just message me. You know, we can have a little chat. Like we can talk through it together, you know, like one-on-one type of thing, because being overwhelmed definitely does play an impact on how you feel about it, or like how you feel about yourself and your programs, or whatever you're releasing or working on or selling or doing whatever. Like, you know, like when I was doing just like my Facebook ads for local businesses, I wasn't like super overwhelmed with it because I was able just to keep it up and I was consistent with that, right? But it was like all monitored within a few hours every day, but it wasn't something that I was like stressing about to like get out on time or to get out as quickly as possible and just try and see if it works or not. Like now there's just so much more to do than there was before, which is fun. It's fun, but it's like it's not like a enjoyable kind of fun. It's more of you know, like a stressful kind of fun. But I do know that in the long run, it's gonna help me. It's gonna help other kids, other teens. I mean, even adults. So, yeah, overwhelm is probably the biggest reason why people quit and most businesses fail, just because, you know, people don't necessarily feel like the overwhelm is good for them, so they stop doing what they are doing and they just leave it be and they quit, right? So I definitely don't want to be one of those people, right? I've always been someone who wants to get their stuff done. Even if it's not done right, at least get it done and get it out there. And then once you get feedback from it or whatever, then and only then do you go over and work on it again, right? So like right here on my computer, I have my ads that's running, right? Like for my personal stuff. So like I've spent $21, okay? And I've gotten 62 link clicks. And out of the 62, I've gotten 26 to sign up. So it's not bad, right? But I mean, it's overwhelming because like the program that people are signing up to, I'm trying to make it like as simplified as possible every day that I'm working on it. And it's really hard to, you know, like keep up with it or to make sure that it's gonna work and to make sure that you can like provide the proper stuff for people and to prove that it's not like a waste of time or a waste of money, because that's what I don't want. Is I don't want people to do the program or try the program and see that it doesn't work. And like what I seriously really want is I want people to grab my program for as cheap as possible, just because, you know, I feel like if I'm charging someone $500, let's say, that's, you know, that could be like a good amount that I could sell my program at, a decent amount. But that's just like, I feel like if someone paid that much and they saw that it was from a teenager and it was a teenager selling it to them, then I don't feel like they would be, you know, I don't know how to say it, but I don't think that the person buying it and seeing the program from a teenager would totally like take it on and believe the program kind of thing. Like that's what I'm trying to go for. Like, I don't know if you understand, but yeah. So that's super stressful because I literally have to make sure that my program works, like, and it's always gonna work. And I have to make sure that if it doesn't work or if it stops working, I have to re-update the program and always stay on top of it, right? And right now I'm trying to release two programs at a time, and I'm trying to run people's ads, I'm trying to do my ads, I'm trying to make another funnel, I'm trying to do all this stuff, and just it's so overwhelming, and there's like so much that I have to do and keep doing and trying and doing and doing and doing and doing. Like that's what it is, right? So like whenever someone does compliment me or say like, hey, like congrats or like keep up the good work or, you know, you're doing good, you're doing this, blah, blah, blah. I feel good. You know, I start to feel good about it and I start to be like happy. And that keeps me going because I know that if this was like the majority of people or the majority of teenagers in this, you know, like in this, I don't know how to say it, but if it was a teenager that was, you know, feeling what I was feeling right now or like going through what I was going through, then I don't think that they would continue doing it, right? I feel like they would stop and just go on with their lives and probably not ever come back to the program that I've been releasing. And that's like something I don't want happening. So that's why I try my best and I always want the best for the people that are attending my programs or signing up to my programs. So anyways, if you're watching the live right now or if you're on the replay, and you feel like you're being overwhelmed or there's like too much going on right now, I mean, you can message me on Facebook or on Instagram. You can email me. I'll answer wherever as quickly as I can. And just message me and we'll get on a call or something, just because if you're going through something and I want to talk it out with you, I want to help you, you know, just like share what we're feeling or what we need help with, stuff like that. So anyways, that's my little rant for today. You know, I don't want to take too much time off of you guys, or I don't want to you know, not waste your time, but I don't want you to feel like this isn't productive for me or for you. But I feel like this is important to do, you know, like you don't always have to be working, but, you know, just doing something that will affect your business in a good way or you know, or affect you in a good way, I think it's super important to do. Like, even whether it be releasing a podcast or doing a live video, you know, whatever, like talking to people on the phone, messaging people, just so that you stay like in a good state of mind, because overwhelm is, you know, being overwhelmed is a killer. It's painful, and you know, lots of people don't actually understand it or don't want to go through feeling overwhelming or like have the feeling of overwhelm, because once they do get that feeling, like I said, they quit, right? They stop. So whether it be for business or if you're a teen and you don't own a business or you're like in sports, and as soon as you get overwhelmed, what happens? Like, you know, you don't want to do it anymore. You don't want to do this. You know, you want to switch. You want to do something different, because whenever something starts to get hard in life, that's how most people are, right? They quit, they stop. So anyways, that's my rant. I'm almost done here. So yeah, if you guys are feeling like overwhelmed, you know, message me, we'll get on a call, talk it out. No, I want to help you guys just as much as you guys are helping me. So if you're on Team Replay, comment hashtag Team Replay, you know, let me know that you're on the replay and we'll talk like that. And you know, that's it. So I hope you guys enjoy this. I'll be back tomorrow with another video. I hope not as like boring or sad, but it's something that I had to talk about and just get out there, because it's, you know, it's super touchy and super, it's literally what can affect success or failure. So anyways, that's pretty much it. All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed.